Welcome to Minster Bank Community Voices, where we give you a behind-the-scenes look at the people who make our organization great. This week's guest is Rhonda Keister, branch manager at our Sydney location. So to get started, Rhonda, if you could just tell me a little bit about your job at Minster Bank, how long have you been there?
Yeah, I've been at Minster Bank for 17 years, And I'm the branch manager of the Sydney branch.
So what do you think, whether thinking about past parts of your job or now, what do you think is the best part of your job?
Oh, I don't know if there's just one best part of my job. It's important to me to live and work and volunteer in my community. I like connecting with people to help them with their financial needs and building on those relationships. Many of those relationships have turned into friendships. So I wear many hats in my job as a branch manager. So each day brings a new challenge and rewards.
What's kind of a typical day look like for you at your job, if there is a typical day?
You know, each day is different. So sometimes it's really busy on the mortgage side. Sometimes you're putting out fires. Sometimes you're meeting with clients all day long.
So you mentioned volunteering, and that's a good segue into talking about community initiatives. And I know Minster Bank does a lot for the community. Can you think of some different things that maybe your branch has worked on?
We worked on several things. One of the things is Minster Bank offers the financial literacy programs in our schools. And I help teach children from kindergarten through 12th grade. And we teach them about spending money, saving money, the importance of good credit, and what that really means. We volunteer a lot. Anytime that there's like an Alzheimer's walk or any parades, festivals, we like to be engaged in those.
So why, in your words, do you think these initiatives are important for Minster Bank to get involved in?
I think it's important to Minster Bank that we support our communities. We help make it a better place to live and work. And it's important to me to know that I'm making a difference by helping to build a better community.
In your words, what do you think makes Minster Bank really a community bank?
I think it's our values and how we care about our customers. We want to build the kind of relationships that last for generations. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, you know, customers come in that I've made loans to their parents and now the children are coming in. So that's a good feeling that they come back and visit Minster Bank.
You touched on mortgages a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. But as a mortgage expert, what would your top three tips be for someone who's looking to buy their first home and doesn't really know what they're doing yet?
Yeah, so the first tip I would think would be to save money. I mean, as simple as that may sound, but we have a lot of savings plans that can help you with saving money. And a down payment can help avoid extra costs associated with buying a home. So the more money that you put down, the better rates, the better terms you may get.
Any other tips on mortgages or looking for a home?
Good credit history and good credit scores. A lot of the interest rates and fees are determined by your credit scores. So typically, the higher your credit score, the lower your interest rates and the lower the fees are going to be.
Is there like a good credit score that you should try to aim for? I know that they rate it kind of good, very good, excellent.
Yeah, anything higher than a 680, I think, would be a very good credit score. If you're in the high 700s, that would be an excellent credit score. I think it's important to set a budget. You need to determine how much you can afford and how much your monthly expenses will be. We look at debt ratios of 38%. So if you add up your total monthly obligations, they should not exceed 38% of your total monthly gross income.
Real quick, let's talk about you a little bit outside of work. So what's your favorite thing to do outside of work?
Yeah, I like to do a lot of things. In the summertime, I like to golf. Mm-hmm. I like to boat. Like to water ski, any kind of water sports, taking walks. I like to cook. Still working on that one though. And just spending time with family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a lake or somewhere that you like to go to for that?
Any lake.
And then are you from Sydney originally?
I am. I grew up just in a farm outside of Sydney. Grew up on a farm and moved to the city about 30 years ago. And I've lived in the city.
What made you want to go into finance and banking?
When I was a little girl, we'd always walk into the bank that I had my savings account. And I always thought that the bank was a really cool place. It had the big, tall ceilings. And everybody there was very friendly. Everyone wore uniforms. And it was a place that we always walked in and was always very friendly. So that was a place that I had always desired to work at. No, I just really enjoy working at Minster Bank. It's a very family-friendly place to work. And I really believe in their values. And it's just a wonderful place. I feel blessed that I'm able to work and live in the community and volunteer.
Visit MinsterBank.com or stop by your nearest branch to learn more about how we can serve you.